And you're listening to K1, the one you trust right now. It is 8:45, and we have a very special guest in studio right here. And we've got the lights, camera, action, and everything all up and ready to go. And here we go. And we have our mayor, Dale Copeland, in here with us. And Mayor, a busy night last night at City Hall with a very special meeting last night. Got a lot of things done. And a lot of it is a little bit of a rehash, but also some very important things. Looks like the city of Bartlesville is going to be open for business to a degree in a safe manner. Can you elaborate on that, especially with the things that took place last night?
Good morning, Tom. It was an important meeting last night. Now, we didn't actually meet at City Hall. I believe the city manager was at City Hall, mm-hmm. kind of acting as the operating control engineer, whatever the proper term is. We needed that. At one point, right in the middle of everything, my laptop decided to take a break.
Oh, boy.
And it took a break until the battery went dead sometime last night. But I was able to get back on using my phone. Fortunately, it had enough battery to get us through. But it was an important meeting, and we dealt with primarily the update. We had planned to meet May the 4th and review the existing ordinance that was going to expire. As you know, the governor came out with his open up and recover safely, what's being called ours, and that was to take effect today. So we thought it was prudent to meet last night and try to keep some consistency between the state's plans and the city plans. Most of what we did pretty well aligns with the governor's plan.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped a number of sections that did not conform to that, took 20-some-odd sections and cut that down to only 12 or so. A lot of the 5-plus-page ordinance deals with things that were in the previous ordinances, the whereases, whereas the who declared this, the president declared that, the governor. But then we moved into the specific sections. Most of the early part was a rehash of closing city functions, giving the city manager the authority to deal with these extraordinary issues. I think most of the concern, there were questions about reopening the library, there were questions about reopening our pools, things that people have come to expect that right now have to be closed. The heart of it was what we call Section 10 and Section 11.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't deal with government, that may not be terribly clear, but Section 10 dealt with retail operations.
Okay.
As you know, we had closed gyms and bars, restaurants for inside seating. So the governor has declared that today those may reopen in a controlled way, and we wanted to come alongside that. Some of the things that we did that were not in the governor's plan that the council felt was important, that particularly square footage, as you're aware, some places were very, very full, very popular spots, some of our large retail, and we had put in an ordinance April the 6th that 800 square feet per customer.
Mm-hmm.
Something like, these numbers are close, they may not be precise, a Walmart would have 246 people. So this new plan tonight, or last night, seems like tonight, it's been a short night, but would change that in phase one to 650 square feet per customer. In phase two, when the governor declares that, they're saying not before May 15th, 500 square feet per customer, and then phase three, when that occurs, 350. So a gradual ramp up. So that the customers and the businesses can adapt and get reopened in a planned and smooth and effective way. Other things, we obviously kept the 6-foot spacing, all of the social distancing requirements. So there was discussion on that, but I think pretty much everyone's excited to see these businesses get to reopen. Mm-hmm. I realize that it's not precisely what they wanted. When you have a business, you have a plan. And this action by the council alters that plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is what it is. We try to balance the safety of the public versus the needs of the businesses and find that middle ground. Mm-hmm. So we hope that works. And people need to remember phase one, phase two, phase three. These are really speaking, hopefully, by the governor's statements, a matter of weeks. So we'll look back in 3 or 6 or 12 weeks and mm-hmm. realize that we got through it. And we will. The other one that had a good deal of discussion, Tom, was on bars and restaurants, inside seating.
Yes.
Great. How do you do that with social distancing? How do you deal with these things? a lot of direction from the CDC, a lot of direction from the Department of Commerce, from the Department of Health. And so that was waded through. You do find some problems with these documents because this document refers to the CDC and the CDC refers to something else. And some things on the Department of Commerce site refer to the Department of Health site and vice versa. So going through all of that, trying to get a single document to help our businesses and the customers that they have. We feel like that initially in phase one in restaurants, there would be at least 9 feet between seating areas of tables. That then drops to 8 feet, which drops to 7 feet. Felt like that's in excess of the 6 foot spacing and again, gradually backs that down. But we want to start off with an abundance of caution. I've used that term more than once. But we feel like that the retail operations be excited to get open. People, we want to be safe, but we want to go to work.
Indeed.
It's just the nature of people. We want to go to work, and we need to go to work. So for a lot of reasons. So that was Section 10, I think, primarily. I have a number of pages here, but we would be here till noon if we went through all of this.
I think the face mask one was the one that got the pretty good size of the discussion last night.
It did. As you might expect, the city council, I believe, reflects our population as a whole, as it should. Mm-hmm. And so there are people on the city council that all council members are very committed, very passionate. Lots of, I don't know how many hours have gone into staff and council members studying this, responding to citizens on the phone, by email. We've all had a lot of contacts. One of the, I suppose, the signal question was to mask or not mask. Mm-hmm. And most people are agreeing that masks are a good idea, perhaps not for me wearing the mask, but for you that if I cough or something that it contains it. And so there's never been a disagreement that masks were important. The question that we spent a good deal of time on last night, shall the city mandate by force of law the wearing of masks? And that brought up a very vigorous discussion, if you were able to listen in on that. People who felt very strongly and passionately about their position and made very good points in that. At the end of the discussion, it came down to, do we require, can we enforce the wearing of masks? Do we create a society where people are, for lack of a better word, tattling, reporting on other people? How does all of this work in the real world? I dislike passing any rule or regulation that is unenforceable or creates more problems than it solves. So that decision was made to vote on that particular item, Section 11, separately. And a motion was made to strike the existing language in Section 11 and replace it essentially with what had been passed on April the 6th. The short version is they took out the word shall and put in the word should. But there's a significant difference in the meaning of those words.
Words mean things.
Words matter.
They do.
They do. And I think this council and city staff understand that and are very careful that we don't unintentionally create a problem. So at the end of the discussion, the vote was taken. I really am kind of proud to say, people have asked before, you know, the council is almost always unanimous. Not always, but most of the time, I think the homework has been done. The staff doesn't bring things to council that haven't been properly researched and vetted and explained. The council has studied and thought about and done their homework so that by the time we get to a council meeting, all of that, usually people are pretty comfortable with the direction that's being gone. This issue was different. This issue resulted in a vote of 3-2. I was left in the uncomfortable position, I can tell you, of having a 2-2 vote. And it came to me, I had stated before that I was comfortable with extending this mask provision, reviewing it May. We started in March. Time is
kind of all gone together.
You have to stop and think, what day is this? Yeah. In May the 18th, which is 18 days from now, 17 days from now. I thought that by then we would have more data. We'll never have enough data. We're always going to want more. But we would have more data. We would see where our trend lines were going. And hopefully more testing, more treatments, all these things that are happening very quickly. Part of the council did not agree with that. part did. At the end, Tom, I came down on the side that I prefer to let people have the freedoms to decide what is correct for them and not have government mandates if we can help it. We will see in the next days how this unfolds. Trend lines are flattening. Regardless, there's several ways to measure things. Mr. Bailey last night pointed out that if you use this method, you get a very slight increase. If you take that same data and apply that method, you get a very slight decrease. Mr. Jenches, our vice mayor, is my statistician. He has studied this very closely. And I asked Alan, I said, is it fair to say if you take that slight uptick and slight downtick and you overlay them, you get a straight line, flat line? I think that we're in that area. I think there's a misunderstanding that the effort was to stop the virus or to keep people from ever getting it. The real purpose from the beginning has been to control it in a way that does not overwhelm the healthcare system. And that seems to be working. We have adequate capacity. Yes, people are getting sick. Unfortunately, people are dying from this and from other physical ailments. And so we always regret that. We always mourn that loss. I've said that from the beginning. But I think this city action last night takes that first step. I was visiting with another mayor that did not give me permission to use their name, so I won't. But they have the same issues that we do. And at the end of this thing, really, it came to me that this is the end of the beginning. Not the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning. We've gone through the beginning, and now we're moving into that next phase. Mm-hmm. So I really hope that we'll see businesses carefully and thoughtfully reengage. You don't have to open your business. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to leave your house. Mr. Stewart made a very strong point that you're not required to do those things. It is a personal decision.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy day to come down here and to explain these things, to bring a little bit of clarity for everyone.
Thank you. I always tell people I appreciate the radio stations, all the media in Bartlesville that have done such a good and careful job. Rumor really creates problems, and the media outlets in Bartlesville have been terrific partners in information sharing so that all of our people can know what is happening, when is it happening, why is it happening, and minimize the rumors that are so counterproductive. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir, and we'll be talking with you again soon. Mayor Copeland right here on K1.